Are you a rural farming woman, wife or mother, struggling to find peace in your busy life? Do you find yourself trying to squeeze joy out of your daily routine, manage stress that seems never-ending, and somehow reconnect with your passions in the midst of it all? Do you love your rural life, yet often feel overwhelmed by the challenges it brings? Welcome to Cultivate Contentment, the podcast designed just for you. I'm Jessica Knight, a fellow rural woman, wife and mother, and I get it. I've been there. Right there in the trenches, juggling the demands of farm life, motherhood, and carving out moments to take care of myself. Come along with me and my guests as we explore balancing farm life with personal needs on a realistic level. Practical ways to sprinkle a little joy and peace into your daily routine, nurturing relationships without losing your sense of self, and how to keep stress at bay and prevent burnout, all while staying focused on what we really want, feeling content and settled in our lives. So whether you're savoring a cup of coffee before the morning chaos begins, stealing a moment of quiet on your drive to town, or popping in your earbuds while wrestling with laundry and dishes, I invite you to join me. Let's laugh, learn, and cultivate contentment together. Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of Cultivate Contentment. My name is Jessica Knight. I am the host of this podcast. For those who don't know me, I live in a small country town in rural Victoria in Australia. I own a dairy farm with my husband and our three young boys. This podcast has been in the works for a little while now, and it was one of those things where you say to yourself, just do it, or you're never going to do it. So, welcome. I am so happy that you are here with me on this journey to cultivating contentment in our lives. I want to start today by doing a brief introduction, a little history about me, and how I ended up where I am. So, I grew up in a small country town, and I was a town kid. I grew up in town. I had an uncle and a grandpa that were involved in farming, but for me, it was a time where I would go on the weekends or on school holidays, and I would spend time on the farm and had that very idyllic view of farming. I got to do all the fun things. I got to feed the little baby lambs and the calves and play with the chickens and do all those sorts of things. Never exposed to the reality of how variable farm life can be and the hard work and long hours that go into it. So I guess at this point you're wondering, well, how did you end up where you are? And I think the answer is what many rural women across the world will tell you. I met a farmer. It's really that simple, folks. I had a very set life plan. I was finishing high school. I was going to university. I was getting a law degree. I was going to live in a big high rise in the city and have a very exciting life practicing criminal law and going out every night and doing all those things just like you see on TV. And that's exactly where my life was heading. I was at uni. I was doing my law degree. I had gone overseas to Denmark for a year on exchange. And I think it was at this point that I started to maybe shift a little bit in how I was thinking about life. Traveling around Europe with friends and I want to see all of the big cities, all of the monuments and the art galleries and all of those wonderful things, which I did too. But I also wanted to get out in the countryside. I wanted to see the small rural towns. I wanted to see the background of these countries and what made them work. And to me, that was the rural farming communities. So often I would hop on a train or a bus and just travel for a day and see how people lived in the countryside in these very idyllic and picturesque communities. So when I had finished my year overseas, I came back home, and what do all university students do when they've come back from a year of exchange and they're broke because they've spent all their money? I moved back home with my parents. And luckily for me, my parents had retired to a lovely coastal seaside town, and I continued with my law degree, completing it online and working as a waitress. Through a coworker, I met a boy who had just came back from overseas, where he'd been for a year in Canada working on grain cropping farms. And that boy was a farmer. And as we know, that's the end of the story, folks. It was a quick journey for us. Once we met, we knew that was it. We were living together fairly quickly, got engaged, and then got married in a little under 2 years. Now, when I met my husband, he was working on a sheep farm. My husband doesn't enjoy working with sheep. He doesn't have the patience for them. And soon he wanted to change jobs, which was to dairy farming. He had done an apprenticeship in dairy farming, and he had worked on this farm previously before he'd been overseas. So we moved from our house in town, and we moved into this little farmhouse, and I was working part-time in a bookshop and finishing my law degree online. Once I had graduated, we decided we wanted to start a family. We wanted to do that when we were at the age we were. I didn't want to start a career and then have to stop and start in between kids. So we had our first child in 2013 and then our second in 2015. And it was during the year 2015 that we approached a farm fairly close to the one where my husband was working and said, if you'd ever be interested in selling, let us know, because we would definitely be interested and we'd like to be given first option. And then we left it at that, thinking that it would be probably a few years down the track that we would hear from them and hopefully that they'd remember this conversation and approach us first. It was 3 months later that we heard from the owners of the farm, who said, yep, we're done, we're ready to sell. And we were like, okay, that's exciting, but also extremely scary and overwhelming, because we weren't ready to buy a farm. We hadn't even, you know, worked out how we would make it happen. But in 3 short months, we approached banks and we talked to family and we got support and we bought a dairy farm. I knew absolutely nothing about dairy farming at this point. I had gone to the dairy a couple of times and helped my husband take cups off when the cows came around, fed a few calves. That was it. I had no understanding on a daily basis of everything that went into running a dairy farm. And to top it off, when we arrived here in the May of 2015, I had an almost 2-year-old and a 3-month-old who had arrived 6 weeks early. So when we got here, my main priority was the kids and looking after myself. And within less than 2 years, we had a third baby boy as well. It was chaotic. It was overwhelming. It was amazing and fun and absolutely terrifying all at the same time. And for those first few years, I'll honestly say I wasn't involved in the day-to-day running of the farm. Honestly, for the first 2 years, I don't think I actually saw the whole farm. I was in the house with the kids, and that was it. That was what I could handle, because having 3 kids under 4, it's hard work. And the thought of then adding in trying to learn how to run a dairy farm while learning how to raise little human beings was too much. And so I said to my husband, I wish I could help more, but I just can't right now. I don't have the space for it. When we bought the farm, I had about 30 minutes with our accountant, and he went over our bookkeeping system, said, this is how you reconcile, this is how you do a BAS. If you have any trouble, let me know. And so that was my involvement in the farm, because it was something that I could do while I was with the kids. And that was my connection. It meant that while I was reconciling things, I could say to Stephen, oh, what's this? What do you use it for? What does it do? Why are we spending so much money on it? And do we really need it? And it was just starting to ask those questions and get a little bit of an understanding of how things went. So the plan had always been that I would go back to work. It was never that I would be involved on the farm on a daily basis. Now, life never goes to plan, is what I've learned when it comes to kids and farming. I had three medically complex kids, which meant that going back to work wasn't really an option. And so that was hard because I had always placed value, a lot of value, on having a career and found that transition to being a stay-at-home mum really hard. I struggled with knowing what my purpose was and finding value in the things that I was doing. And that's a really hard place to be when you're feeling isolated because you're a stay-at-home mum. The mums that you do know don't come from farming and don't seem to really understand the hours that your husband works. The fact that it's a 7-day job, that often the farm will come first because in busy season, that's what has to happen. And I think it was around this time that I started to see some mums on social media that were doing it all. They were taking, you know, three kids out with them to get the cows in and milk them and do all of the things. And that made it even harder because I wasn't that mum. And I didn't know if I should try to be. Is that what a farm wife does? Is that what's expected of me? Am I meant to be doing more? And the self-doubt that comes in because you say to yourself, well, maybe I'm not doing a good enough job. Maybe I should be doing more. Maybe I am meant to be able to go out and run a dairy farm and raise three little kids and still have a three-course meal on the table every night. I don't think I've ever put a three-course meal on the table, folks. It got really hard. And I was probably not in the best space within myself during that time because I honestly just felt like I was letting everyone down, that I wasn't doing a good enough job at anything. Now the kids started to get a little bit older, heading off to kinder, and decided that, you know, a day a week in daycare was a good idea. And it was at this time that I started to get a little bit involved in the farm. Now, when I say involved, I don't mean very involved. I mean simple little things. Like I would get the cows in for milking. And I remember the first time I did it, I went off on the motorbike, got the cows up, and then I got to the yard where I had to get off the bike and lock them in. Now, for those who haven't grown up with cows, they are large animals to someone who is not used to them. And for reference, I am not a big person. I am under 5 foot tall. And I remember pulling up at the yard that day and then ringing Stephen and going, yeah, you're going to have to come shut them in because there's no way I'm getting off this bike. They are like big animals. And I'm proud to say that I've come a long way since then. But it took time and it took learning. And that's okay. It was around this time that I started to think that there's got to be other women out there who feel this way. And about 12 months ago, I started really doing work on me and where I was at and who I wanted to be, the type of mum I wanted to be, the type of wife I wanted to be, but more importantly, who I wanted to be for me, and realized that I had been struggling with trauma from the birth of my three boys who didn't come into this world in a very straightforward kind of way. Anxiety from feeling lost and not knowing my place and struggling with that. And so I started really delving into who I wanted to be and how I was going to get there. That involved finding my people, finding those women who understood what I'd been through. And now this is where social media came in as a lifesaver for me. Because there wasn't just the mums on there who could do everything. And those mums are utterly amazing. Absolute round of applause to them. Because I am still not that mum. I am don't think I will ever be that mum that can go and do all the farm work and take all the kids with me. It's just not me. But the thing is, now I can say that and feel confident in it and not feel guilty that I'm not that mum. So I started looking for other mums that were saying, yeah, this is hard. I'm not sure where I belong, but I'm getting there. So for me, this has looked like slowing down, realizing that life is not a race, that I can take a step back and enjoy the life I'm living now, that I can place value in the things that I am doing now, that being able to be home with my boys and to be able to spend a day baking in the kitchen or getting the washing done, there is value in that, that I don't have to do everything for there to be value. And this, I will tell you, is still a complete work in progress, because it just is. It's always going to be a work in progress because life is always changing. But it's being able to take a step back and say, okay, that's changed. That's okay. I can still move forwards. So as we come to the end of this episode, I just want you to know that we can live this crazy life, because agriculture, rural living, it is unpredictable, but we can still find contentment in a way that works for us. And that is what Cultivate Contentment is about. It's about living a settled life. I want to be able to help other rural women to be able to find the joy in the everyday, to feel like they're organized, that they're living a life they love, while realizing that you aren't going to love each day. There are going to be hard days in there, but that's life. And we want to put strategies in place so those bad days don't take over and we can still feel content even at the end of those days. So I hope that some of this episode has resonated with you, and I look forward to providing you with more episodes of Cultivate Contentment. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Cultivate Contentment. I hope you found inspiration and practical tips to help you on your journey towards a more contented life. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing or following the podcast on your favourite platform. And don't forget to leave a review to let me know your thoughts. For more content and community support, be sure to follow on Instagram at Grounded Farm Wife. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Together, we can continue to cultivate contentment in our lives. Until next time, take care and stay grounded.